So we're learning Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we're starting the beginning of a line, 7 lines or 8 lines from the top. Boy Ram Bachama. Makdish Moisef Chemish, or Mechaper Moisef Chemish. We know the halacha is that when you redeem a hektish, if it's the owner redeeming the hektish, he has to add on a chemish when he redeems it. When it's someone else who redeems the hektish, he does not have to add on a chemish. Now, who's called the owner? Is it the makdish, the person who's makdish it, or the mischaper, the one who's getting the kapara? For example, let's say I makdish a animal for your kapara. Who is the one, and who is the one who's violating the gabi redeeming it? Amarav, amakrav, amakdish yiglas beis. So he says in that pasuk, if makdish redeems his house, he has to be moisev a chemish. Makdish v'loy mischaper. Everything's telling the makdish, not the mischaper. So you see the ikker one who pays chemish, the owner of the gabi chemish, the baal of the gabi chemish, is the makdish and not the mischaper. Boy Ram Machama, makdish oisa tmura or mischaper oisa tmura. Who's the one who could make a tmura? You know, only a baalim can make a tmura. Who's called the baalim regarding tmura? Is it the makdish, the one who makes the actual hektish, or the one who's getting the kapara? Amar Rav. So Rav's bringing a raya that it must be the mischaper, because we notice halacha, it's mentioned later on, that shutvim or a tzibur, on their behemoth, you cannot make a tmura. If it's, you know, communally owned, the behemoth, by a tzibur or shutvim, the halacha is you cannot make a tmura. So Rava says, if the makdish can make a tmura, it became a tzinu tzibur, a shutvim, or a tmura, it comes out that it's possible for a tzibur or a shutvim to make a tmura. How is it possible? Because if you say a makdish could do it, let's say, the tzibur had one guy make the hektish. So there, it's not he's a yachid. If the makdish can make a tmura, so there you have a case where the person making a tmura is a yachid. So it's possible for carbon of a shutvim of a tzibur to have tmura. How? If it was one person who did the hektish and he's going to do it. So it must be that really it goes basar meschaper. You go after the people getting the kapara, and they're at Zebra, and therefore it's not possible to have a tamura. So that's raya number one, that's the meschaper oisa tamura, not the makdash oisa tamura. Va'oi, nocha raya, the amurav nachman, amurav huna, tano, we learned in the braisa brings down a pasuk by Nazir. The day the pasuk says, karbono el Hashem, al nizra, you bring a carbon for your nezim, avad ashtasik yodai, besides for what you could afford. And the question is, Nazir nidim hesig yad? Nazir doesn't have a din of hesig yad. Nazir brings a carbon, the same carbon, every single Nazir. There's no din like oil of yared. You know, certain kabbonis call oil of yared. It depends how rich you are, how much money, what type of carbon you bring. But Nazir is no such halacha. It's a carbon kavua. So what does it mean in the pasuk hesig yad? Explains the brayse. You know what it means? Okay, it's that. Karbon el Hashem al Nizra yishir v'shem shaloi. There's one way to bring a carbon for Nazir, that's to be mafresh it from your own money. There's another way to bring a carbon for Nazir. If someone else did it for you, you know, someone else did you a favor, he's mafresh the carbon for you. The pasuk has two topic of ways to bring a carbon for Nazir. Either bring it from your own money, or someone donated it for you. Now, Lamai Hilchasa.
So why isn't Sheikh passing yet by Nazir?
What?
Why isn't Sheikh by Nazir passing yet?
Because there's no halacha. It's regular. He's a chi of carbon. Why should we have tasig yad? Look, oil of yared by Nazir. So the Gemara says, "My hilchasa." So what's the point of saying that you can bring a carbon either someone else? What's that negayetos? So my hilchasa. Ilem leinian kapara. If it means leinian kapara, pshita de mechapala, then it's pashit that. Why shouldn't the kapara work? What's in the gate to say, Mavash Tasik Yodai, someone else brought a carbon for you? If it's telling you that the kapara works, why shouldn't kapara work? If someone gives you a matana, even the girsa, the Gemara is Pshita de Mechapale, there's a new girsa, matana kiyavle. Of course it's a kapara. Someone gave you a matana, bring a carbon for you. Elo le'in tmura. It means regarding tmura. That's what's in the gate. Valch kama. Afke shefrishu lo yacherim. Even when someone else is mafresh carbon for you, oisa tmura, you can still make a tmura. That's what's the gate apart. I was telling like a hekesh, just like when you bring your own carbon, you can bring a tmura, you can make a tmura. Same thing, if someone else donates it for you, you can make a tmura. That's what Pasuk is teaching us. So what do you see from that? That the meschaper can make a tmura. So what were two rayas that Boston meschaper aslinon? Either that l'chayra, why, if you made a shliach, it's shayach for tzibur to make a tmura. And number two is, it is a raya from the braisa that learns at the psukim in Nazir, that karbono la Hashem on Israel, that there's two type of ways to bring a carbon, your own carbon and a carbon that someone else donates to you. And what's in the get? It's the get tmura. So tomorrow, no. It's not a get tomorrow. Let's learn tomorrow. The kash lach matan the koyala. It's matanas. Why shouldn't it be a kapara? What do you have to? What's the point of the pasuk? So tomorrow, lav the Rabbi Rachman of Vash Dasi Yada. If not, the pasuk told you that someone else can bring a carbon for you for a kapara. Have amina. Gezeris akosav. You would think gezeris akosav. Karbonoi mididehu the mechaper and achayim loy. You would think that you have to bring carbon for your own money and not for someone else. Kamash v'law, no. Kamash v'law, that you know that the halacha is that you can even have a kapara for someone else. Now,
it means according to that, I have mina. Nozva has no money. He wouldn't bring any carbon. He doesn't.
No, he would bring a carbon. He wouldn't be able to finish his zeros. I know. He wouldn't be able to finish his zeros. Then that's all. He wouldn't be able to finish his zeros. And the truth is, the more shlugs up a second raya, you really have the first raya. So it's the Meshita really asked the kasha. Because the more asked them, I have a law. What's the halacha? So what's shver? We have a first raya still. So Shidnik Vesis asked this kasha. That with her we have the first raya still, that you know, from Karban Tzibur. So he says maybe that wouldn't be a raya, because maybe a shliach of a Karban Tzibur that was makdish, the reason why he can, maybe really makdish makes a tamura. Why can't a tzibur, a shliach of a tzibur do it? Because maybe just like the tzibur itself can't do a tamura, so a shliach wouldn't be able to be better than a tzibur. So therefore it's not such a good raya. So more ends off, my avala, what's the halacha? Who does tamura? Who has the bialos of a tamura? The makdish or the mischaper? So Gemara brings a psak. Toshima, Domar Rav Avo, Om Rav Yechanan. Makdish Moisef Chaimish. The halacha is the Makdish is Moisef Chaimish. Umeschaper is the Tmura. And the Meschaper does the Tmura. It means we're getting the Kapara. And now we understand why Tzibur doesn't have Tmura. And Tarim is Eloi Hashal Chayrim. Someone who takes Tshuma for his friend from his own stuff. He takes Tshuma for his friend. Tavis and Hashaloi gets the own Tavis. Now my time, I'm a Kra. It's called Ma'asar Tavoscha V'nasata. It says in Lashon Vinasata, the person who takes the Meiser gets the schus of Vinasata. I can ask me, how does Rav Yechon know Mischapa is a Tumura? So the Mepharshim is like I say, he knows it also from the Pasuk by Nazir. And I guess he held that it was a Klara Drasha, and he holds that Mischapa is a Tumura. Okay, new Mishnah. Zokta Gemara that you don't have new Mishnah. Ein Memirim Loi Eivarim Bubarim. You know, a Tumura means you have a carbon sitting here, you have a chulin sitting here. You say the chulin should be like the carbon. The halach is the chulin becomes Kaddish also. Let's say someone says, I want the leg of this animal of chulin to be like the ubar of Hektish. Ubar is something in the mother's stomach. I want it to be like the ubar of Hektish. That doesn't work. Eimami has to be a behema. Can't be a leg of a behemoth or ubar. Ein mamirim loy evarim beubarim. You can't do a tmura from an aver to an ubar, but the ubar beivarim. And how is the ubar hektish? Whatever the case was, we'll see the Gemara to talk about how ubar, either you made it hektish, and then we'll go into Madiyama that you can make an ubar hektish, or it was talking about a vlad of hektish. Either way, you, someone says, I want to make this leg like this ubar, nothing happens. Or this ubar like this leg of an oila, the leg of an oila, there's no tmura. Let's finish the Mishnah. Let's say you have an uber or a leg, and you say, I want this leg to be like this complete oila. It doesn't work either. And if you have a whole chulin animal, you say, I want this to be like the leg of oila or like an uber of oila, it also doesn't work.
If you have these two cases, you don't need the first two cases.
Yeah, and Echanami. Once the whole teacher has to bring all the combination, but it's lois wafzu. The first case is they're both. Right. Halves. So now you're saying even if one's a whole, also doesn't work. Yeah, economy. After you have a second case, only first case. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, but we'll see. There's going to be a stickle machlekes over here on the second half. The machlekes. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, you see August Hanukkah. He holds there is a case that works. Memirim evarim b'shleimim. If you take a leg of a chulin and say this leg of a chulin is like this oila, it works. And we'll see in a second. The reason why it works is because the halacha is you makdish a leg of an animal. According to Rameyer, he holds. According to Rabbi Yisrael, he holds that it spreads through the whole animal. Because the impost on animals. Here also, I'd say this leg is like this oila, like a tmura, so then the leg then becomes a tmura and it spreads through the whole animal and it's chal. That's what Rameya holds. That Rameya, keep it going, Rameya. Rameya holds. Rameya, I'm Rameya, mirim evarim b'shleimim. You can make mirim ever in a shalim, but still have loy shleimim behem. But if you have a shalim chulin, you can't say, I want this chulin to be like the leg of a oila. That does not work. But Rav Yossi knows all the way it works because of Pashta. And Rav Yossi himself explains himself. But Rav Yossi, if you want to be makdash something, you say this regal is oila, lach is, it's pashto bekula and becomes oila.
Isn't it only if the leg, if he loses the leg, then
That's different on the yama. According to Rav Yossi, holds even now. That's a kula yama, shamash tatluyaba. That's a kula yama, agrees it's pashto. This Rav Yossi happens to be a chiddush that, and Rav Yossi argues. That, we're going to have that braisa on Dafir Aleph. On my base, we have that brisa exactly this shayla about pashta. But Rav Yossi holds pashta even just a regal. So le mukdash my ragla zu oila kul oila. Avka sha'imer ragla shazu tachazu. Also we say this regal is tachazu te kula tamura tachtaha. It also works. Also will spread. Also spread out and work. That's the halacha. Also spread out and work. Talk to Gemara. So now we just started the Mishnah a bit. So Itmar is a new Gemara, actually. Nothing to do with the Mishnah. Itmar, big machlokes by Padar and Veichna, and this will go through the whole next blad and a half. This will go through the next blad and a half. Rav Yossi, we got it. The Gemara is over here, by the way. The Gemara is here. Itmar, bar Pada Omar, Ein Kedusha Chala Aliburim. Bar Pada says, Ein Kedusha Chala Aliburim. It means you have an Uber, you have an animal, and you want to makdash the Uber. Does it work or not? Rav Pada does not work. Rav Yechira ma kedusha chala al aburim. Kedusha is chala aburim. I have an Uber. I say I want it to be hektish. It works. I can make it into oila the Uber. And Rav Yechira holds that it works. But ozer Rav Yechira in tamei. So let me give you a little hakdama. The halacha is that you have a chatos and a chatos has a baby, a vlad chatos. The halacha is that it's mesa. What's that case? There's a certain case that everyone agrees that Vlad Mesa. What will be the case? If you make a chatas, then after it makes a chatas, becomes pregnant, and it has a baby, that Vlad is Mesa. Rabbi Yechon says, let's say you have an animal who is pregnant already, it's chulin right now, and I makdash it right after the Mishnah, and you makdash it. You have a behemoth that's chulin right now with a baby, and I makdash it. According to Rabbi Yechon, since you can makdash it uber, if I makdash it, I have just made two chatas on the spot. And it helps, it's like a chrys. You are makdish a chatos that's mu'uberes, the yolda, and it had a baby. You give him a schapa with the mother and with the vlad. They're both kedushas chatos. So Mordechai just the new gemara is a new sugya. I'll just repeat all what we're learning here. Machlokes about Padre Rabbi Yechon, if you could make a hektish, a carbon hektish, you know, a carbon kedushas guf on a ubar. That's the machlokes here. Rav Pada holds you cannot make kedushas aguf on an Uber, and Rav Yechon holds you could do kedushas aguf. You could make an Uber kadosh for a carbon.
You have a choice which one you want to bring.
What?
You have a choice which one you want to bring.
Yeah.
Even though you said behemoth that.
No, you said behemoth that. Since it had an Uber in it.
You mean you're referring to both?
Referring to both, yeah. So that, since it works, you're referring to both. So we have two Rav Yechonans over here. One Rav Yechon says that kedushas chal on Uber. Another one says that by a chatas they're both chatoy. Sounds like the same Rav Yechon. Then we have a tzricha. You have to say both members, you have to say. If you only say the first one, you would say, "Hasamhu the act the shele ubra." There, you ubra gufa. There, you said mefurish that you makdish the ubra itself. So therefore, it's chal on it. Because I said I want to be makdish the ubra. Avahocha here, you the act the shele ime, you makdish the mother. So ema, they put the word ema who. Bechlal ime loy kaddish. Maybe then you would say, no, it's part of the mother. And it's like uber yerach ime hazah, and it doesn't become kaddish. It'll be then vlad chatos. Won't become kaddish. The only way to become kaddish is very important to speak out. Like Rashi really speaks out is that uber lav yerach ime. Rav Yechon has to hold uber lav yerach ime, and therefore uber could be if uber is yerach ime, it means it's part of the bones of the animal. So of course it can't have its own hektish. Rav Yechon holds uber lav yerach ime. It's its own entity. Therefore, it can be makdish it. So if Rav Yechon just said the first member, I would say, you know what, Uber Lahir Rechima, you're right. If I makdash the Uber by itself, it works. But maybe when I makdash the mother, so then the mother will slap it along and it won't get its own kedusha. Kamason, even then, he can make his own kedusha for the Uber and for the mother. And you know, it's even possible, according to Rav Yechon, to say hektish chas on the mother and not the baby. The baby should be chulav. It's even possible to do that. You can do it also. Since it's its own entity, you can even do that if you want. And one of them vlachatas.
Also, no, isn't that the lacha?
He can make the Uber cars also. Right? Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, both ways. So Marcy, that's the second chiddush that even when it's part of the mother, you would think it's not kosher, still kosher. We just mean about Sraisa Hosum with the Akdash Levi called the Isbe. Then you would say, you're being Makdish, everything It's like more like, you know, agav the mother. This is the mother was kaddish. I'm saying it's makash v'chodesh, but anything in it. Avahacha the akash leik, even less avroi, since it's not outside in the world, like kaddish tricha. So the way I'm learning the second tricha is that if he had a second case, I say that's a my little mice. This is the mother is outside in the world. It's mamish here, and the kedusha is chal on that. So agav that, I can make kedusha on the baby also. But maybe Uber by itself that never came to the world, maybe I can make kaddish kamash lo on both Rabbi Yechanan. So either way, it's chiddush both Rabbi Yechanan. Lishda Achrina also doesn't say what the chiddush is of two Rabbi Yechanan. It says it in a different way a little bit. Lishda Achrina, my kamash belon. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan, the two Rabbi Yechanans? Im shiurim eshayer v'ulav erachimoy. We know that if you leave over, if you leave it over as chulin, it's good. V'ulav erachimoy. It's one chiddush that the uber is a separate entity. Why tati lomli? Why need two chiddushim? And the gemara tzricha di itmar baha. If only said the case baha. Mashum the ime chazye legufe migu. It means the second case. Only said the second case. In the ime chazye legufe migu nachs kedusha la. Since kedusha is chal on the mother. Nachs namir vlad. Ava idach loy. Kamash v'lon. That even by itself, hadah, that it could be you could makash by itself. Yit baha. If you said only the first one, mashum is going to farish kedusha la vlad. You mean to farish it. Avalahi, here it's not being a farish kedusha la vlad. He's saying on the mother, and we want the child also to become a chatos. Maybe that wouldn't work. Loy tzricha. That's the tricha of Rabbi Yechanan. Like upon him, we have machlekes by Pada and Rabbi Yechanan if kedusha could be chal on the ubar. And now, right, the next gemara, next blat gemara, it'll be a bunch of eisves, different kashas on by Pada and Rabbi Yechanan, and more on by Pada, and the gemara in the handle if you can be makash on the ubar.